Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Here it is Tuesday, and City Commission has a meeting tonight, 7 o'clock, which we will get a preview of here in the next hour with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler, both joining us here via Zoom this morning. Hope you gentlemen had a good holiday weekend. Ron, how was your celebration?
It was very, very good. Obviously, I also took Friday off, so it was a little bit extra long and got a lot of garden work done and a few other things. So it was great to celebrate the 4th and see all the different activity. All in all, I think we came through it pretty well.
Good, good. How about you, Mayor Butler?
Yeah, I just took it easy the whole weekend. And of course, I didn't do any fireworks, but didn't have to because everybody else sure had a lot of them that were being blasted off in the neighborhood. So it was quite a local show. Maybe not as big as Wamego, but the citizens over here on the west side sure did blow up a lot of stuff.
Yep. I can attest to that. Heard quite a bit of it out my windows as well. And, it's good to see everybody kind of got to get back to a little more normal here this 4th of July than it was last year. And, things are starting to look kind of on the up and up here, at least from the sales tax numbers. We saw those come out late last week. And, Ron, it looks like the trend is very encouraging.
It is, Brandon. Thank you. Yeah, it's certainly going in the right direction. Of course, when, these are essentially April numbers, so it's for the June report. And last April was pretty dismal. It was pretty much the beginning of the shutdowns for COVID, and so there wasn't a lot of activity. So we're up 36% over this time last year. But I think the encouraging aspect of it is it's actually about 19% over 2018 and 2019. So even as a comparison to a normal year, it does show things are picking back up. Our compensating use numbers were up substantially as well, almost 20% over last year, which certainly that's an area that's our online sales tax collections, which certainly exploded during COVID. A lot of people did a lot more online shopping. So it's good to see that. They're also up substantially over 2019. So all in all, a good sales tax report. We're ahead of our budget for the year in sales tax, about $475,000. So it's nice to have that surplus. So 4 out of our 6 months so far this year have been above budget, 2 below. And so that's a good sign. We certainly weren't in that same position this time last year. So it is encouraging. It does certainly illustrate that folks are getting back out and being engaged, and certainly that's good for our local businesses as well.
Yeah. Mr. Butler, what's your takeaway from these numbers?
Well, I think it's excellent. I mean, we can't really say it's a trend yet till we get like 7 reports, if you're a statistics guy, and then say it's going that way. But I'm pretty hopeful. And, we've got a lot of programs, lined up for the Christmas season, holiday season coming up. And we want to make, Manhattan that shopping destination for the region. And we need folks to come in here and visit the restaurants and the stores and spend money. And then that'll take care of a lot of collection on sales tax, and that's good for the city.
And we had Karen Hibbert on Friday, and of course the June numbers aren't official yet for the hotel occupancy rates, but the first couple weeks are ranged in there from 55% to 65% in the month of June. Ideally, where would you like to see those numbers at here as we head through the summer?
Well, it'd be nice to get them back up to where they normally are, which I think is closer to 65 to 70. But I think we are starting to, certainly have seen more summertime special event activity. That's really some of the things that help drive that number. And so hopefully that will just continue to improve. And it's been slower for meetings, in-person meetings, although I know the mayor's been involved in welcoming some folks. And so I think we're seeing, and the requests for those for the mayor to welcome groups to town. Certainly, that's the piece that we need to come back to get those hotels back up.
Yeah, but 65, you know, percent's right about, you know, the break even point, I think, for the hotel. So they got to go a little bit over that. But I tell you, you know, last year we were way under that. So this is great to see that the numbers have gone up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's all encouraging news. We had, of course, the governor was in town last week. The big unveiling there at BevHub. What a wonderful opportunity to have. I don't think we've had the governor in Manhattan for over a year, and to see that and that project, I know, has been a real big piece of the puzzle here to the economic, as you call it, the bar stool there, Mr. Butler, or the three-legged stool, I guess, is the term that you used. But ideally, getting more of those into our community, that's going to be the plan here, I guess, going forward.
And that was excellent. You know, it was really sad that you know, the brewery went out of business there, but it was great that we were able to repurpose that building with the help from the chamber, and BevHub came in there, and so that's great. So we didn't take a step backwards. We're even where we were on that, on economic development. So it's good to see. Now if we can just get more industrial park space and maybe some buildings, spec buildings for industry, the chamber will have more success in bringing in business, and we can get that third part of the leg, you know, propping up the city, so we don't rely so much on Fort Riley and the university.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good to see that. You know, we're also seeing construction going at a pretty decent clip here in the community. We had an update, I think, last Thursday from city officials on the Kimball project and how that's progressing. And you know, I think it's really neat to see what's going on down there in Aggieville. That parking garage, and I know that it's a 1-year project, but we're already here in July, and it's looking pretty almost completed from the naked eye.
Yeah, it's,
I think the major concrete blocks have been dropped in place, but you know, it's got a lot of interior finish work to do.
Sure.
Yeah, it's the prefab process does go a little bit quicker, but it's you know, they certainly have an excellent crane operator, and they're able to piece that together based on the deliveries that they're getting. And so we did get 14th Street open back up late last week, as far as being able to go through, which helps. It's kind of a temporary fix there. And so they're working hard to also work on the other infrastructure there on Laramie, as there'll be some additional work along the intersection of 14th and Anderson with those signal change outs. I know they're re-looking at some of the schedules, and it's been impacted somewhat by supplies and delivery still. So that may impact some of those schedules a little bit, but the garage itself is going along nicely. And if you haven't been down there, it's, you certainly can get a feel for the shape that it's going to take, and certainly the impact that it's going to have, and the number of parking stalls that will be available in the future.
You know, that with the new hotel has really kind of changed the skyline down there in Aggieville completely.
It does, and it creates some of that density approach we're looking for on the perimeter. We were able to get that lane open on Bluemont last week too, which is helpful in traffic flow. So they're working there to try and finish up. There'll probably be some temporary closures as they work to finish some of the streetscaping, but they've got the sidewalk in, and I think there's still some landscaping to be done, and they're still working on the front side of the 12th Street side of the hotel there to finish up 12th Street. But we were able to get that lane back open, which has been closed a long time for that, and we appreciate everybody's patience as we work through some of these road construction projects.
All right. And the only bad thing we've had down in Aggieville is the Christmas tree died.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got to put something else in there, and that's unfortunate, because I know the forestry guys, I watched them when they planted it a couple years ago, and they put special water line down under it and just did everything to make that thing be successful, and unfortunately it didn't survive, so we'll have to do something else for this Christmas, I guess.
Yeah. Should people be concerned, or do you plan, you'll have a tree in place by Christmas time?
Yeah, we'll have to see whether we do a live tree or we do a cut tree for this year, but we'll have a tree, no doubt about it.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we should go with just a local nursery giving us one and have a small one and let it grow into it.
Yeah, that's
You know,
certainly,
that
yeah.
would probably be easier than trying to have a big one after the, failure of this. Just put something small in there, 8 footer, 10 foot, and see what happens.
There you go.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. Of course, Christmas in July also going to be celebrated this weekend at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. So I know you're a big Christmas guy, Mr. Butler.
Yep, that's what I've been pushing, working with the chamber and the Whoville group and everything, because when we go pretty much owns the 4th of July with their show, and I think Manhattan should own the Christmas holidays, and that should go from November all the way through to New Year's. But with the Discovery Center, well, we're actually starting in July. Christmas in July, so we got 6 months.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that this weekend. We'll get some more from Jonathan Mertz on that coming up tomorrow here on In Focus. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk with our city officials about what's on the agenda here tonight. We're talking with Wynn Butler and Ron Fear here on News Radio KMAN.